BBC News with Michael Poles. The giant British oil company BP says it'll pay to clean up the huge oil slick threatening America's Gulf Coast, but it insists it's not to blame for causing the spillage. BP's chief executive Tony Hayward said the accident that started the leak occurred on a rig operated by an offshore drilling contractor, Transocean. President Obama has said the leak threatens an unprecedented environmental disaster. Vanessa Bushluter reports.
Tony Hayward arrived in the United States on Monday and immediately hit the airwaves. He said that there was no doubt BP would pay for the cleanup. It is our responsibility and we accept it in full, he said. But he also pointed out that the equipment which broke down and led to the spill on the Deepwater Horizon rig belonged to Transocean, who operate it. A spokesman for Transocean said that they would await all the facts before drawing their conclusions.
Officials say at least 23 people have been killed in the southern United States after severe thunderstorms caused flash floods. At least 14 people died in Tennessee State, 5 in Mississippi and 4 in Kentucky, and downtown Nashville was evacuated. Less than 3 weeks after ash from a volcano in Iceland caused a major shutdown of European airspace, the Irish authorities have reimposed flight restrictions because of ash being blown south. The Irish Aviation Authority says it's restricting flights into and out of Ireland for 6 hours on Tuesday. Mark Simpson reports.
Just when it was thought the threat from volcanic ash was over, there's more air travel disruption. Advice from the Irish Aviation Authority means all flights in and out of the Republic of Ireland tomorrow morning have been cancelled. Chief Executive Eamon Brennan said the decision was taken for safety reasons. At this stage, there's nothing to suggest possible disruption at airports in England, Wales or Northern Ireland, but the air travel authorities say they will issue guidance if the situation changes overnight.
The American State Secretary Hillary Clinton has renewed criticism of Iran's controversial nuclear program. Addressing a United Nations conference aimed at strengthening the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Mrs. Clinton said Iran was the only country represented at the gathering to have been found in violation of its UN obligations. She said the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was trying to distract attention from the row over his country's nuclear program.
We know there are some countries who will choose not to be constructive. This morning, Iran's president offered the same tired, false, and sometimes wild accusations against the United States and other parties at this conference. But that's not surprising. As you all heard this morning, Iran will do whatever it can to divert attention away from its own record and to attempt to evade accountability.
Earlier, President Ahmadinejad accused nuclear weapon states of threatening those who did not have such arsenals. World News from the BBC. The only gunman to survive the attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai in November 2008 has been found guilty of murder and waging war on India. Ajmal Amir Kasab, a Pakistani national, was convicted on almost all of the 86 charges. The trial judge said it was not a simple act of murder, it was war. During the attacks, 10 gunmen killed more than 160 people. The United States officials say they've made substantial progress in their search for a man who left a car bomb, which failed to explode, in a busy tourist area of New York. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, said the police and the FBI were following a number of good leads. Their main focus is on a white male in his 40s who was seen behaving suspiciously in the area. Two of the biggest airlines in the United States, United and Continental, have confirmed they intend to merge to create the world's largest carrier. The combined airline will be called United and expects annual revenues of about $29 billion. Duncan Bartlett reports.
The deal between United and Continental is designed to bring the two airlines back to a position in which they can start making money again. Both companies reported heavy financial losses last year, but they hope that by teaming up, they can save money by sharing resources and staff. Continental and United claim that once the merger is completed, they will serve more than 144 million passengers per year and fly to 370 destinations in 59 countries. The deal will still need to be endorsed by their shareholders and given approval by the competition regulators in the United States.
The IMF official responsible for negotiating with Greece over the financial bailout of its debt-ridden economy has said the Greek people realise they are facing a defining moment in their history. Paul Thompson said the Greek government had realised that it must carry out major reform and it was very important to begin prosecuting tax evaders. And that's the BBC News.